time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and before I get started, I want to go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for allowing us to come together once again collectively as a community as we go out to create and communicate, Lord. We ask that you bless every ear, every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded into this program, that they will get from this something that they can take back into the marketplace and possibly take care of their families. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. All right, guys, for some reason, I'm having some board difficulties. I don't know exactly what the issue is. I'm unable to see anything, and I'm praying that you guys hear me, because with the technical difficulties that I'm having, I'm refreshing, and I'm hoping that we can pull the show off tonight. Don't seem like it. So I want to give you guys a heads up, and I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you.
Log Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. It's a Wednesday hump day. It's going to be a very special day here on Hip Hop National. We got a very special guest. But before I get into telling you about the guest or the topic, let's cover the show like we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, we want to thank you for giving us another day in this business of music as we quest to go further in it and understand it. We ask that you cover every ear, every mind, body, and spirit who's listening to this, and that they can take from this something that they can put in application to their real life in real time. Lord, we ask that you do that in Jesus' name. Amen. My guest tonight, guys, is a very special guest. His name is Rick Ross. Well, he's not Rick Ross the singer, but he's Rick Ross of Capitol Records, okay? And he actually started his career back in 1987. He went to the Music Business Institute. He worked for Warner Brothers, Reprise Records, Elektra, Capitol Records, and he's currently now at Capitol Records, and I'll let him tell you the rest of his story. He's welcome to the show, Rick. Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Tonight, Rick, as you know, we'll be talking about how do I get a major record deal. But before we go on, I'm going to pass the mic off to my most favorite lady in the world, and I want to make sure that you know who she is. That's Lady Di. This lady has an awesome presence. Lady Di, Rick Ross is on with us tonight.
Good evening to both of you gentlemen. How are you?
Good evening. How you doing, Lady Di?
The night just got better. What more could I ask for? Two wonderful gentlemen and a wonderful night. It's another week that the good Lord has allowed us to see, so I am great.
Amen.
So, Poetic, you already covered the show?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
All right.
Ready to dive in.
Okay. Well, I appreciate everybody joining, if you're just now tuning in, you are officially locked and loaded with your hostess of the most, this Lady Di, and you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Of course, I wouldn't be anything without my dream team and Poetic, our visionary founder and producer extraordinaire. He wears so many hats, I'm going to have to start calling him Hey Man, but he gets it done. He gets it done. So I want to send a shout-out to Myra Morse, who's always in the background holding us down, and she is our fierce CEO of our Hip Hop National magazine. You got to log on to www.hiphopnational.com and check it out. It is one of the best magazines this side of heaven. And, of course, while you're out there, you can always reach to the top left and click the donate button. We are right now in a movement, and the more the merrier. That's where we are right now. We believe sharing is caring, and it's a free platform. And so we have to be able to pay bills and keep things moving along, and we're excited about another edition of Jam It or Slam It coming very soon. And we also are trying to come to a city near you this year. So we have a lot on deck, and we need all of your help and resources and the power of networking and et cetera. And then lastly, the way that you get involved with Jam It or Slam It, you do so by logging onto that same website, www.hiphopnational.com is the place that where you go to sign up. So with all that being said, it is time for us to dive into our wonderful topic tonight. And I'm excited to get things going. It's always a blessing to have a fresh new week. And so, Poetic, I want to start with you and get your opinion and your opening remarks on tonight's subject. Poetic?
Yeah. Any dog you would throw it to me, man. Tonight we're talking about how do we get a record deal, okay? Many of us as music artists, we aspire to get a deal from a major label. But a lot of us don't know the hard work that goes in it often, and sometimes we see a success come over the radio, and we think they got an overnight success. Well, tonight we're going to dig in, and we're going to find out, is that truth in this business of music? And we're talking with Rick Ross as we talk about how do I get a record deal. Maybe not
right.
You have before.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. You know I love your opening remarks. I want to get right to it. Mr. Rick Ross, we are so delighted that you've chosen to take some time out of your hectic schedule to come and be with us and enlighten us. And I have my pen and paper, and I'm ready to roll. So I'm listening, and I'm now officially in sponge mode. I want to just soak it all up and absorb everything that you have to give me from your wisdom and knowledge bank. So welcome, welcome, and welcome again to the show. Have you already introduced yourself?
Poetic, he did a nice introduction, but yeah, I just want to, you know, like you say, let's just dive in, you know. Yeah, I started in 1987, worked for a lot of record companies. I worked my way up from the ground. You know, I started working in the warehouse at the distribution side. Back then, it was only vinyl and cassettes. We didn't have CDs then. You know, CDs didn't come on the market till about 2 years later. But working in the warehouse, learning the whole distribution part of when records go out, you know, about just everything that it was to know in terms of once the record leaves the plant and comes to the distribution hub, what happens with that product then. And from that point on, I started helping out with a lot of the promotion guys. And they would give me their records, and I was, you know, they would ask me to take them out to the clubs and put up posters. That was before the name Street Team was given. So I was just doing it just because, you know, I loved the music, and I, you know, and I was asked to do it. I didn't get paid to do it, but, you know, it was a privilege for, you know, the promotions department to give me their records to take out to all the clubs and work with artists. So I was doing that back in the 80s before they even thought about naming it a street team. They didn't have street teams back then. They just, you know, whoever they could get to work their records, because a lot of these guys, you know, they were past their prime of, you know, going into a lot of these clubs, so they didn't, you know, they didn't want to do that, so I did it. And took my first promotion job in 91 and moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and that's where, you know, I just kind of, you know, got in and learned, you know, by experience, you know, being out in the marketplace. You know, it wasn't a book or anything to read on how to be a great promotion guy and how to deal with people. So, you know, I had to learn, you know, on my own. You know, everybody worked out of an office. I worked out of my house. So not only was I the youngest on the staff, but I also didn't have any assistants. So I had to do my own reports. I had to pack my own records. I had to do everything myself out of my apartment. So I learned, you know, I learned the ropes pretty quick, you know, because I didn't have anybody that I could go to and get advice about certain things. So, you know, once you get in, you know, you just kind of, you know, have your own way of doing business. But it was also based on relationships, you know, and talking to people and, you know, just looking and observing everything that was around you. So, but, you know, getting into, you know, the business side of the industry and how do you get a record deal, I'm always asked that question. And, you know, the thing that I tell aspiring artists who want to get into the record industry, you have to know your craft. You have to be dedicated to this. Not everybody is cut out to do the music business. You know, this, a lot of people see, you know, the Lil Wayne's and the T.I.'s and all those guys after they've made it, but they don't see the hard work that was put in to becoming a superstar and the people behind the scene putting everything together to make it happen. Actually, T.I.'s one of the artists that I've worked with for over 8 years, and I still do a lot of stuff with him from the community standpoint. But it took a lot of years of grinding and getting out there and learning the business and you know, having good management and a team around you that know what's going on and know how to get in and cut deals and, you know, to get him and to get these artists to the superstar status. So, you know, so my first thing, I always, you know, I have questions that I ask artists. How dedicated are you to this? You know, are you in it for the money or are you in it for the love of the music? Because if you're just in it for the money, you're not going to succeed. You have to love the music. So if you don't love the music, then, and if you, you know, you just want to get in it to make money, you're not going to be very successful. I can tell you that off the rip. You know, I was telling a partner of mine yesterday, I said, man, I can pretty much look at an artist and tell if he's going to succeed or not just by, you know, the grind that they have and, you know, asking questions and really want to study the game and really know what the music business is about and how you, you know, you do it. You know, this game, you know, the talent part is easy, but the business part is what trips these guys up. So you really have to get in and learn and observe and read, and there's so much information out there now on the internet. Now you guys can just type in words and keywords and different articles and, you know, seminars around the country that exist that people come in and talk about the record industry. So you just have to do your homework. You know, I think every artist should spend time every day on the internet searching their craft, getting articles, reading, getting different perspectives from artists, management, record companies, all that stuff. And just really keeping up with the current events of the record companies. You know, just, you know, talk about the record companies, they're shrinking. You know, Capital EMI is being bought by Universal. So at the end of the year, that's only going to be three major record companies. So you look at three major record companies versus thousands of artists that are trying to get deals. So if you're not on top of the game, you're going to get left out. You know, it's just like the kid playing basketball or football or baseball. You know, if you don't rise to the top, then you're not going to be the one chosen. So you have to be up on what's going on with the business. You have to know these things. you know, when I'm talking to artists and they don't know the current events of the industry or the state of the industry and what's going on, I'm like, how can you call yourself wanting to be in the record industry if you're not keeping up with what's going on? This is supposed to be your business. So you're supposed to be reading and getting information and finding out, okay, if I want to sign with this label, how many artists are on this label? You know, am I going to be, you know, priority for them? How many rappers? If I'm a rapper and I'm going to the Def Jam, you know, hey, how many rappers on Def Jam? Will I have a shot, you know, to get up and really be noticed if they sign me? You know, getting a record deal is really easy. The hard part is working the system. And a lot of artists don't know how to work the system. They don't know how to. They don't have managers that know how to deal with record companies and knowing what departments are going to be your key departments that you should have a great relationship with. You know, I've seen artists get record deals and blow them because of bad management. You know, managers don't know how to talk to the label. They don't know who to deal with. So, you know, a lot of people are always talking about labels, you know, rip people off, and they do this and they do that. Nah, it's your people who ripping you off because they're not knowledgeable of the business. So, you know, for artists out there who got the homeboy management, who don't know nothing about the business, you might want to rethink that whole situation and really see if that's the person you want to ride with to take care of your business if you're serious about being in the record business. So, it's a lot. I mean, we could talk about this like all week long, but you know, that's just you know, it in a nutshell. So,
your opening remarks. Thank you so much for that.
Not a problem.
Looking forward to hearing more from you. I'd like to take a moment to do two things real quick. I want to first welcome one of our resident panelists. This is home for him. One of my favorite people in the whole wide world, my Auntie Black. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing fine. Doing absolutely terrific. Just working hard, you know, and still, you know, learning new things about this industry. And I really like what the brother had to say. I mean, he speaks with a lot of knowledge. He speaks with a lot of education. And I think the aspiring artist needs to definitely get their pen and paper out and listen, because this is school right here. It don't get no better than this.
And we know you got something for him too. So let me, before I let you loose, because I know you got something for him, let me go to the lines. Interesting enough, we already have a hand up early in the show. I'd like to acknowledge caller 478-213. Caller 478-213. You are now
Lady
live.
Di,
yes?
I'm going to speak for them. They dropped off. Just when you open up a Miami Black man, they dropped off. So it is what it is. Okay.
Well, Miami Black, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to our new listeners that are on and tell them what you do, who you are, and then we'll get your opening remarks for tonight's topic.
Okay. Well, been in the industry for a while now. Since I was 14 years old, started out in radio as an intern working for a large market radio station, KJLH, out there in L.A. That's where I picked up the fundamentals about the entertainment business, coming from the radio aspect, promotions, production, you know, just pretty much picking up what I could at the time. That led to me becoming a major radio personality at several major radio stations, where I got to interact with a lot of artists, trying to get their music played. I had the privilege of working with a lot of people in the industry when I was in Atlanta, Georgia, back in 2006, where I met Gerald over at Raw Dog TV, who does all the exclusive marketing for BET Music Awards, Soul Train Music Awards. So, you know, I was definitely have been a part of the movement, the independent movement, since 2006 when I ran into Lil Jon and got my first indie deal offer. And pretty much I've been in control of my own project. My debut project right now, I'm working on that, and I'm going to be featuring a lot of indie artists who just want to be, you know, want to get a brand name for themselves and, you know, just use my connections. And that's pretty much it. Right now, just putting this thing together and just trying to do the marketing thing and trying to stay up to par as far as this industry is concerned, because things have changed, believe me.
Absolutely, and that's what we talk about a lot here, is how the game has really changed and evolved, and it's going to continue, you know, to change as we move forward. And so we want to make sure that we have our listening audience on point and giving them the information. People like you and also Rick Ross that take the time to share your experience and your wisdom and knowledge with us so that we are able to be knowledgeable in the business. And so, Miami, I want to get your opening remarks about tonight, because we're talking now about, okay, once you've been there, you grind it out, you've done all your homework in the studio, it's time for you to start shopping. You need to get a deal. You know, we're talking about that big major step now, and how important
yes.
it is. I'm hoping to get out of both you and Rick Ross tonight, is how important it is for people to have their stuff together, to be on their A game, not to come half-stepping, and to make sure that their presentation from point A to point B is right. And so I would love to hear your opening remarks about tonight's topic.
Well, first of all, you have to be patient with yourself, you know, and give yourself enough time to develop a craft. I mean, you definitely have to be, you know, in a position to compete with the major players in the industry. I mean, if you're not in a position to compete, then and there's no comparison, then obviously you're pretty much shooting yourself in the foot. So first of all, if there is talent there, you know, and what you need to do is pretty much you need to tap into that talent and practice every single day. It requires practice, you know, doing it over and over and over again. I mean, you know, a lot of artists, they go in the studio and they rush themselves because, you know, they only got a 1-2 hour block and they just, you know, go ahead and just roll with it. But one simple mistake could put you out this game, and it's real serious that, you know, when you go into the studio, you take the time that you need to develop your craft and make sure you leave out of there with a hot product. If it ain't hot, it ain't hot. I mean, you have to take the time. The reason why, you know, Michael Jackson was so good was because he took the time out and he developed his craft. He practiced over and over and over and over and over again. He was like a perfectionist. So he knew that he was going to leave that studio with a hot project. And that makes it a lot easier. If you got hot material that you're actually putting out there, it makes it a lot easier to market your material and people actually take you serious. So the more that you do in this industry, the better off you are.
I like that. Rick Ross, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think he's definitely right. I always tell artists, you know, your first job, if you're an artist, your first job is to be in the studio. You know, you can't think that you can just, you know, cut a couple of records and then go out in the street and just start promoting them. No, you have to constantly be in the studio working on your craft to get the best music possible. So when you make that presentation to whoever, you got a catalog of records that you can pull from. You know, but if you're walking up to me and you say, hey, man, you know, I want you to check my records out and you only got like 3-4 songs that you can send me, then obviously you're not really, you know, putting forth efforts to continue to stay in the studio. And there's really no excuse for anybody not to be in a recording studio. I mean, you can go to the grocery store, which I call Guitar Center, and buy everything you need right there and take it to your home and create your music. So that thing, you know, I don't have, you know, money to go to a recording studio. Okay, fine. Then get the equipment yourself. And like a lot of these kids are doing, they're learning Fruity Loops and, you know, Logic and Pro Tools on their own. So no excuse. If this is what you want to do, then you're going to have to invest the time and the money into it.
I appreciate that. Blog Talk was about to kick me out of there for a minute. For those of you who are just joining us, you are officially locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your girl, Lady Di, alongside Poetic. and a fierce panel as always. We have on with us from Capitol Records, Rick Ross, and also we have on the line with us Miami Black. We have another caller, and I don't want to lose them, so let's see who is 407-681. Caller 407-681. You are live and on the air at Hip Hop National. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, hi. Who is this?
Well, I'm a friend of Al's, and we just calling in just to listen in.
Oh, okay. Does Al's friend have a name?
The artist's name is Kathy McClary. She just wanted to see what it was about.
Excellent. Well, we're so glad that you joined tonight. We have some experts on talking about how do you get the major record deal. So that's what we're talking about tonight, and so glad that you joined. Do you have any opening remarks for the topic?
Not at this time. We're just really trying to listen and see what's out there. Some information that's out there.
All right. So you here to learn. I know that's right. I got my pen and paper handy, too. So thank you for joining and continue listening in. So, Miami, help me out now, though, because I know that there is people for some reason always want something for nothing. And I don't mean everybody. But we live in a microwave world now where we don't want to do things the traditional way. We believe in the one-hit wonders. We believe in the, you know, it happened to me overnight sensation. But the reality is a lot of the mega superstars have really grinded for a long time. When we look back at the stories behind some of the major artists who are out there that we know now as a household name, they started out. I mean, you know, one of them that comes to mind is I know Luda, you know, love him to death, but he was on a mission. He set out, started in the radio game like you did, and intentionally was a radio host and what have you so that he could get his music out there. And look at him now. So, I mean, when you look at a lot of them, you know, Neo was another one who had did all of this ghostwriting and this writing in the background and then finally came out, you know, 4 or 5, even some of them 10 years later. So, I mean, there is a lot to be said about the hard work and the grind that comes behind landing that major deal. Can you speak to that a little bit, Miami?
Yeah, well, then, you know, there's a lot of producers out there that, you know, really don't have, that you and I probably wouldn't recognize, but these producers are really much so in the game, and they're producing a lot of hot artists in the game. I mean, this music starts out with the production, so if I was starting out as an artist, and let's say I'm a rapper or a singer, the first thing I would want to do is I would want to find a real hot producer, and they're easy to find. You can go on the internet and Google these producers and come up with these, you know, tracks needed to, you know, set your music aside and, you know, where you can be in a position to actually compete. I think what a lot of indie labels, where they kind of go wrong at is they think that they could actually go in and produce their own material. I'm not putting them down. I mean, there are some indie producers out there that are hot, but I'm saying, you know, I also noticed listening to a lot of music and the production just simply is not there. And I'm going to tell you, the production is like 85, 90% of the actual track, and that's something that is real serious. I mean, you know, if you're an artist, you need to get the right producer, and you need to have an industry-standard production beat that will actually put you directly into the game along with your talent. So, you know, I would get with a hot producer first. You know, it could be a hot producer in your area. Yeah, you have to make sure them tracks tight.
They gotta be bangers. All right. Rick, do you want a piece of that before we go to break? You got anything to add to that, Rick Ross?
No, I mean, he's right on. You know, the music is very important. You know, you have to build a strong team of guys around you who can, you know, help you deliver what you're trying to put across to the public, you know, and the producer is a big piece of that.
Excellent. Well, there you have it, ladies and gents. We have reached the bottom of our first hour, and we are going to take a few minutes and listen to some fantastic music as always, and then we'll be back on the other side as we continue this discussion with Capitol Records, who's speaking out on tonight about how do you get a major record deal. You've always wanted to know the answer to my question. We have the experts here. Miami Black is on the line, and Poetic is in full effect. And, of course, Lady Di is in the building. I am very interested in a lot more, so you have to stay where you are so that you can get some of it. We'll be back in a moment. You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
This tune is titled The Clock by Kamala, written and produced by Kamala. You listen to Hip Hop National Radio. Stay with us.
Professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Hip Hop National is now hiring interns and salespeople. Call us today at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555 for more details.
That's right. You are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. It's your girl, Lady Di, alongside Poetic. and a panel as always. Tonight, ladies and gents, we have on with us from Castle Records, Rick Ross, and our resident expert, Miami Black. So welcome, everybody. I hope that you had a fantastic weekend. Those of you who know me know I am such a sports fanatic, and what a playoff weekend it was. The football was on and popping. I mean, they really are giving us that big adrenaline rush before we do without it for all of these months. But the playoff games were so exciting. And just to look back on history, you know, it's so unfortunate for the Baltimore Ravens who lost with the same score to the New England Patriots, you know, the whole 23-20. And when I look at that, you know, it's funny that a 20-point score was the losing score for one of the bouts, and then here it is, the New York Giants win with a 20 score against, you know, their opponents, the San Francisco 49ers, with the losing score to 17. So congratulations and welcome to the Super Bowl to the New York Giants and also to the New England Patriots. And, boy, is this going to be fun, because now this is a matchup that we've all seen before as well. So we're looking forward to it on their road to Indianapolis. It is going to be exciting in 2 weeks, February 5th. Make sure your calendar's all marked up. We'll be sitting by anxiously awaiting to see who the new champions will be. And it was very interesting at my house this weekend, Poetic, because believe it or not, since the beginning of the season and for all of their lives, both of my sons, one, the youngest, is a 49er, and the oldest is a New York Giant. So, of course, it was just horrible that they would have to go against each other yesterday. And let's just say it was very exciting and crunk in the house all the way to the end of the game, and the little one wound up in tears because he was a little sad when that field goal decided it all. So congratulations again to the New York Giants and also the New England Patriots. We'll be looking forward to that. And, of course, Poetic isn't into it as I am, so, I'm always excited about the sports. That's why he's over there being quiet, you know. But we're going to pull him along. We're going to get engaged as we continue to bond here. But, yeah, so, Poetic, did you happen to catch either of the games yesterday?
No, man. I'll be tuned into this computer.
Somehow I knew that. But anyway, back into the topic we go. Tonight we're talking about how do you land a major deal. And, you know, again, we have some fantastic panelists on with us. And so, Rick Ross, you and Miami together, I mean, it's so amazing how this format allows people of your caliber to just come together and connect and just vibe off each other with the information. But that comes with experience, and both of you have it. You're well-respected in the industry. You've certainly been in it for a long time. You know, when we look at, I always say, talk to us like we're two years old, because we have babies in the business that are wanting to really, you know, really learn about the business. So as we talk about that, as we continue in the discussion, I really want us to make sure that we're giving them information that they can use. I always say news that they can use and don't give them something they can choke on, but break it down into bits and pieces so that they can leave with something. So before we go back into that, let us go ahead and do feedback. I'm going to turn it over to you, Poetic, and you can go ahead and hit the line. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to start with Rick Ross. We just played Kamala. The title of the song is The Clock by artist Kamala. Can you give us a rating from 1 to 10, and how do you feel about it?
The record that you just played?
Yes.
It was okay. From 1 to 10, I give it probably a 7.
Okay.
The direction that the record sound like it was going into, like the neo soul type vibe. That's what I picked up from it. You know, I don't know how old she is, but she sounds very adult sounding to me. So I can't hit that record on a on a hip-hop station, more of like an adult station. You know, just
let me tell you how we work here, man. I'll be honest with you. We play all genres of music.
Yeah.
With the hip-hop community, we want to help them get their music into venues that, you know, that can sell music. We're like Starbucks. We want to help. We want to hear their music in McDonald's. We're trying to send a message to them to put more music that can be heard and not silenced on their album, so they can make money while they're asleep.
Let me break that down to you. I understand it. And there are many ways to break an artist, but you know, radio is a very important tool.
Exactly.
Business. And I never tell artists to make radio records. I tell them to make the best record, because I do promotions. I'm a radio guy, so that's the perspective I come from when I'm listening to records. I do understand that there are many other avenues to break these artists. Unfortunately, a lot of them are not being heard. And there's a lot that goes into that. And that's what I get back to, you know, to your team, you know, promoting your artists. You know, some of the best artists out there would never get record deals. And that's because the lack of knowledge of their management teams and the people that they have around them. And I think that's unfortunate that, you know, I've seen artists that didn't have great music get signed because they had great people doing great business and were able to get them a deal, to get them a shot, and convince the record company to give them a deal based on relationships and their knowledge of how to work a record company. So, you know, I do understand that, and I think every artist that's really grinding and putting their best music out there should get that opportunity. But you know, I'm not gonna sit here and say that every artist is gonna make it, because that's not true. And we have to be honest with ourselves when we're dealing with this business. This is serious business, because people are investing money into someone's career, and they want a return on their dollar.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when you bring a record to me, those are the kind of conversations that I'm going to have with you. I get the artistry part of it. I get that. But my thing is, okay, how are we going to make money off this project? And if I don't see that, if I don't feel that there's any commercial value to this project, then, you know, I'm not going to pass it on to my people to say, hey, this is a record that I truly believe in. There are a lot of records that I get, and I personally love and listen to them in my iPod, but I don't see them, you know, being signed to a major record company. And I mean, and that's my, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody can, you can talk to 5 or 6 other different people, and they're going to have, you know, different opinions about everything. But one thing that they will say, we're looking for hit records. We're looking for records that are not going to be just, I don't look for just regional records. I look for global records. I look for records that I'm going to be able to take overseas. And that's what a lot of these artists, they don't think outside of the United States. They think in the States, if I can just get my record played in the United States, I'm good. But the world is bigger than that.
You could also talk
totally
about that very key. You know, and you're talking about United States. We can't even think, have some of the artists think bigger than a local city. And what you find in this business is that it's dog eat dog. And for the most part, a lot of times the experience is that your hometown city doesn't even show you love until you go out and then come back.
Absolutely. Like you try to
grind and grind, and nobody gives you a break, and then you go out. You know, and people don't understand, there is such a missed opportunity overseas. That's where a lot of even your major artists are going to make their money. They make millions over there and then come back and do a couple of concerts in the States. But the money is overseas. And so I think that's one thing that we, it's kind of swept under. under the rug and kept in the closet. But those are a lot of missed opportunities. And if you're really hungry and you're really trying to get it, you got to be open and flexible enough to want to go across the seas, make it big, and then come back. Because, see, once you come back and you got that name and you have that money, that's when everybody's going to want you. One of the things that Miami Black always says on the show is so true. It's like it's one thing when you having to keep beating down doors, but when they start beating down your door, that's when you know you're doing something right. So
That's when you're going to get the best deal. You know, you can take that same that you just played, that same record, and it might not pop in the States, but you take it overseas to London, and, you know, if she travels with a band and you're doing shows and everything, and that record blows up over there, and then it comes back here, then voila, you know, you've conquered the world. Because if it's hitting over in the UK and it's coming back to the States, everybody's going to get a piece of that record. Everybody's going to listen to it. We signed a group, Chitty Bang, right? Now, these guys are from Philly. Guess where they got their deal at? They got their deal overseas. They didn't get their deal in the States. Now, these guys are from Philly. They had to go overseas to get a record deal. So they blow up over there, and then we bring them to the States. So, you know, you might have to go overseas and do a record deal over there instead of doing one in the States. They actually have more respect for our R&B music and our classic music than we do in the States. They know more about our music than we do. And that's sad.
Wow.
That's sad. Why do you think Adele is so big and Amy Winehouse was so big and so soulful with her music? Because they have more respect for the music that we created here than we do.
Right. And then you see this big crossover because Rick Ross and Miami Black. You know, the other thing that you're starting to see is you're starting to get a lot of the international folks are now coming over to the States. So
absolutely.
It's like this big transition that's starting to take place. And as we talk about the industry changing, so are the rules to the game. And there's, like, no boundaries right now. See, there used to be this line. I don't know if you guys remember way back when where you really didn't cross those lines. But now it is just so blended. It's like there is no line because they're trying to come and get the money wherever they can. And people are realizing now the opportunities that lie overseas. And I'm telling you, when you look up and you see the Beyoncé's, that's why they spend so much time over there. Because they making mega millions over there, and then they come back just to show us a little love, you know, and they sell out these venues here. But, I mean, they're doing mega million type things, projects over there across seas. So, you know, I just want them to be open-minded as they walk into this thing because it can be as big or as small as you want it to be. But the more open you are and wanting to think outside the box and take chances and have flexibility and don't mind trying something different, I think you open yourself up for a world of opportunity. Would you agree, Miami?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the best thing that ever happened to an artist today is the Internet, you know. You know, you can easily market yourself on the Internet, you know, for pennies and literally reach, you know, millions. And again, you know, you're going to have to come outside the box, though. You have to come good. You have to have a great product, you know. It'll take care of itself. I mean, just focus on your craft in the studio, put out something hot, and then get it overseas. Start shooting it out to your friends in Africa, shoot it out to Israel, shoot it out to those different places, Japan, you know, on the Internet. Set up a PayPal. Don't give it out for free. You know, a lot of artists, they make the mistake, they give their music out for free. No one wants to purchase anything they can get for free. I don't care if it's 50 cents, 99 cents, whatever. Do not give your music out for free, you know, and sell it. You know, set up a PayPal and sell it. You'd be surprised. You may wake up a millionaire. There's a lot of kids that have become millionaires because of the Internet. And Rick Ross will tell you, there's a lot of money to be made on the Internet.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a great marketing tool to start. Start with YouTube. Get up to about 100,000 hits and make those people follow you and then start selling your music. You may wake up a millionaire.
Yeah. And let me also say this, too. Major labels are not meant for every artist. You know, I work with Canton Jones, and Canton has never been signed to a major label.
Absolutely. I know him from Atlanta, in Atlanta. He used to do a lot of stuff in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, and has done very well. And, you know, and because of that, he has a Grammy nod this year for Best Gospel Song and has never been signed to a major label. But he's put the work in. You know, we released the double CD last year, Dominionaire, you know, and he performed this year, and a lot of great things are done. But he's a prime example, and he's a gospel artist, you know. He's been grinding and doing his thing for years, but he put the work in, you know.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. Absolutely.
Have the support of a major record company. So, you know, for every artist that's out there listening, you don't have to, you know, go and give the rights to your music away to a record company. I work for a record company, but I'm also an advocate of independence and artists doing it on their own if they are willing to do it. But you know, you have to be willing to work hard at it. You can't be lazy in this business.
You can't
be lazy. You have to work hard. And for everybody who's listening, let me just give you this book that.
Hold on one second, Rick. Hold that thought. I don't want to lose our callers. We got a couple of them. The lights are lighting up. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Just a book, and we're gonna get it from you. Let's start with 478-213 because we lost you last time. 478-213. You're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Who's this?
This is Darius Jones, a.k.a. LRG1, one half of Lifted Productions, Beat Production Crew.
Basically, go ahead.
I was listening in. It sucks that I'm at work, so I'm kind of like trying to squeeze it in. But I'm listening in, and, yo, y'all are dropping good knowledge. Because I'm trying to be like an up-and-coming producer, but not just. Like, right now I'm working with people, like, what I do is I browse Craigslist for people that look for producers or something, and I'm listening to what y'all are saying. I think that's the problem right now with a lot of up-and-coming producers. They trying to mimic other people's styles, and they're focusing just on hip-hop. They don't know that music is, there's a wide range of music that you don't have to just stay in one lane, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
But my question, I think I have like a good question for Rick Ross. What's the best way to go talk to like a record label without coming up to them like being that one, you know, like everybody who comes up like, oh, can I get a deal? Can I get a deal? How can you make yourself kind of like stand out of all the rest, you know? So, cause like I'm serious about my craft. Like if you ask anybody, I'm music all day.
Let them come find you.
Okay.
You know, you do what you do, and trust me, if you're doing the best at what you do, we will find you.
Okay.
You know, I'm always looking for new artists. I just found one, and we're right now in the process of negotiating a deal with this artist that I found about 2 weeks ago. It only took 2 days for my company to green light the deal.
Hey, that's what's up.
So, you know, you just have to get out there and grind and work, man, and trust me, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, we'll find you.
All right.
Always, you know, artists always come up to me like, I'm hot. I'm like, where you hot at? I ain't heard of you. So you can't be that.
You know what? I think, like that Fab said, you know, if everybody's the boss, who's really working?
Well, thank you for your question, and we hope that you're able to stay on. We understand that you're at work, but thanks for listening. We're going to move to the next caller, 281-794. Caller 281-794. You're now live and on the air. You popped out on the radio.
Hey, what's happening? Y'all got a good show, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. This is Willow the Wiz Network, Houston, Texas, representing.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. I'm good. Just wanted to get my little comments on the being an unsigned artist and those trying to get a record deal or whatever. I mean, I'm not going to say I've just been very successful, but I've maintained and I'm content with what I'm doing here in Houston. I'm not just this major artist, but I get a lot of respect from some of the other artists that are signed or whatever, and, you know, I'm able to work with them as far as writing hooks or doing whatever, whatever, just for some reason. I'm not signed myself, which, you know, I've become content with nowadays. So, you know, even though you don't get signed by a label, you can't just give up your dream. You could be behind the scenes like myself.
Okay.
That's absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And as you continue to write and do hooks for everybody, you might decide, man, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be an artist, you know.
And that is the case, because, you know.
Yeah, I managed.
Go ahead. I'm gonna let you talk.
No, I managed. I just had this experience with my writer. He just graduated from Morehouse College back in last month. And, you know, his first two placements were on the Tyrese record. And he came to me and said, you know what, I don't want to be an artist anymore. You know, I just want to write. So guess what he is tonight? He's in the studio with T.I. So, and that ain't because he wanted to sing. That's because he just wanted to be a great writer. So, you know, once you focus on what you really want to do, then you can be better at that. You know, I have... You know, artists come up to me, well, you know, I want to be a singer. Oh, yeah, now, and then I want to rap, and then I want to produce. Well, I mean, like, make up your mind, which one do you really want to do? I don't know. Well, you know, you got to figure that out, because if you don't know, then how are we going to work with you if you don't know if you want to be a singer, a rapper, a producer? Something has to come first. Something is going to have to give. You know, you know, unless you just aren't Kelly and you just straight coming out and you can do it all at once. But even, you know, with him, he had to figure out, okay, exactly what do I want to do? Do I want to be known as a singer or a rapper or a producer or a songwriter? So you have to figure that out, you know, because if you don't know, I don't know.
But I wanted to ask you, Rick Ross, though, because those are great comments, as all of them have been tonight. But when you do have people that are a double and triple threat, does that help them or hurt them in the industry, though? I would think that would be a plus, but is it?
Well, yes and no. Let's take this for example, Ne-Yo. Nobody knew Ne-Yo was a singer. Everybody known Ne-Yo for his songwriting abilities, right? So once Ne-Yo was penning hits for everybody under the sun, then his name got out there. So what did that do? That established him as a great songwriter. Okay, he's accomplished that. Now I want to show people that I can perform and I can sing. So he comes back and he does that. Now he becomes that triple threat where you can write, perform, sing, act. But he started off with his songwriting first. So, you know, you don't have to put it all out there at the beginning. You know, you want to build your credibility. You want to build your name. And then once you do that, then you can hit those other areas. But it all gets down to planning out your career, which gets back to having great management and a great team to guide you into making sure that you are doing the right things at the right time. So I'm not saying that you can't do it, but you got to pick one or the other first and be good at that.
So they need to be focused on one thing.
You got to be focused. Yeah, you got to be focused.
I tell you, it is nothing like, you know, being a jack of all trades and the master of none. You don't want to be that person, because that's the other thing. You have all this talent, and you're not going anywhere. And you keep saying, why am I not there? Because you're trying to do too many things. And you do have to be focused and kind of streamline that. And, you know, like you said, when the moment is right, then you move on to that next thing. So before we get the book from you, I want to ask Miami, did you have anything you wanted to add to that, Mr. Black, before we move on? Miami?
Definitely. Everything is going well. Everything is going well.
Okay.
That's you.
All right. Sounds good. So now we're interested in the book. I wanted to give everybody enough time to get their pen and their paper. You're saying this is a must read if they want to be successful in the industry. So Rick Ross, we're ready for the book. Rick?
Oh, I'm sorry, I had you on mute. Yeah, I have the first of this book. It's a great book to get to keep in your library. It's called All You Need to Know About the Music Business by Donald Passman.
Could you spell his last name so we can get that on the web?
P-A-S-S-M-A-N, Donald S. Passman. The book is called All You Need to Know About the Music Business.
And tell us a little bit about, give us a quick preview of it.
The book, it gives you from A to Z about the record industry. It talks about everything from publishing to dealing with labels to picking out managers. It's everything you would want to know. You know, how do you pick your team, your manager, your business managers, your attorneys, record deals, everything.
Wow.
Publishing,
okay,
you know, touring, merchandising, everything. It's a great book.
All right, and I want to make sure I got it right. All You Need to Know About the Music Industry by Donald S. Passman. Is that correct?
Yes, Donald Passman. Yeah, music business.
All right. I'm putting it out here in the chat room, and we'll also make sure that it hits our website. We want to take advantage of these opportunities when our experts give us this type of information. And, you know, if it's not something that you're interested in, pass it on to others that you know are interested in being in this business. Because there's so much to learn. And I think when you stop learning, you stop growing. So you're never going to know everything, but you should equip yourself accordingly so that you are ready. Because it is a dog-eat-dog, and the sharks are out there. And you have to make sure you do your due diligence, do your homework. And with that, we are at the top of the hour. And I tell you, we have so much more left in this power hour to come. We are going to take a break and listen to some more fantabulous music. And we'll be back on the other side. This is Lady Di, and you are listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Music Business Talk Radio.
You know what?
You've got it locked and loaded into Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop National Radio.
Say what?
Okay, say that one more time, because I don't think they got it.
Hip Hop National. Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop National Radio. Now, back to the discussion.
This is your boy Dylan Rockwood from Scum, calling from Sweden. Here's our new single, You Fail. Get along and join the movement of hiphopnationalradio.com. Request our song, S-C-U-U-M, with You Fail. One love and God bless.
Walking the wrong way.
Yeah. Big up. Gum is in the area one time. Billy Rockwood, J.J. Washington.
S-C-U-U-M.
You got to run
to the right path, find the right staff in this world of warcraft, read the right paragraph.
It's all about the math,
yeah. It's all about the jazz. Yeah.
We wanna make it last. Inside the contrast, this ain't no witchcraft.
You came with so much pain, the big change like sun to rain. That's what happens when you aim too deep. You can't fall asleep. Wait till the end of the world. If that's what it takes, many stakes at hand. A package of cornflakes, little earthquakes, tsunamis makes islands of lakes. Live it up right now before the whole world breaks. Piece of cake for the Lord of the world. Sick. We are two brothers from other mothers. Giving you simplicity. We're both thinking all the time, what is wrong with me? I got the devil from behind always calling me. But it's all about love and unity. An opportunity to live your life right, righteously. The minority, the majority. Give your trust to the Lord. Run. Colors follow me.
You got to run
to the right path. Find the right staff in this world of warcraft. Read the right paragraph.
It's all about the math.
It's all about the jazz. We wanna make it last. Is that the contrast? This ain't no witchcraft.
You know.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Been around,
oh,
by the top.
You know.
I'm the banger, the future hanger. So she say I'm that dagger dagger who pleases mama. That's my way, boom ya. I'm here, baby, here to the end, stunner. To make my life with her prospects, no dreams of stupid shit. Just a test, with the best of my abilities. No stress, yo, no bulletproof vest. Drop on the mind, all things divine. Unwind, rough combine. Nation, no frustration. Bang, 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 bang this out to the nation. So jump around to the sound of scum. To rattle your mind, turn your brain like gum. So don't diss me, come, your fun's soon done. Have a happy time before it's done. 3 minutes, 30 seconds of this song produced by Scum. Billy Rockwood, scientist, number one.
So you're on this one.
Your baby's walking.
You got to run
to the right path, find the right staff in this world of warcraft. Read the right paragraph.
It's all about the math.
It's all about the jazz. We wanna make you laugh. Is that the contrast? This ain't no witchcraft.
Walking, talking, loose. You're losing your shoes and you
find the future.
Calling all music lovers, entertainers, and entertainment professionals. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. Pop, rock, R&B, and soul. Hip Hop National presents the Jam It or Slam It competition. Jam It or Slam It is one of the few competitions in the world where the recording artists are judged by an online interactive audience. That's right, the audience decides. Log on to hiphopnational.com and sign up now.
You cannot win if you don't get in.
So if you're ready, step your game up.
And get ready to win.
Get ready to win cash. That's right. That's right. Cash.
And other prizes.
So if you think you've got what it takes, then bring it to the Jam It or Slam It competition. Just sign on and sign up at hiphopnational.com.
The Jam It or Slam It competition must have a minimum of 25 competitors. If by any means canceled, all monies will be fully refunded.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls. Photoshop. Original. Cry Wolf, Mean Girls, Photoshop, Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's K-A-Y-O, visit online at KOblowkisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a hip-hop national radio exclusive.
Hip-hop national.
You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your girl, Kitty Guy, alongside Poetic. And, of course, Myra Morris is always in the background holding us down. She's off in the chat room, and so am I. So if you're near a computer, feel free to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com with the / Hip Hop National Radio. That's where you can chat it up with us, and we do look and we listen and we see what you're saying and we share it with everybody. And if you want to have a voice and you really want to get it out and be more verbal, all you have to do is dial 213-559-2995. That's 213-559-2995. Tonight we're talking about how to really land that major record deal, right? And so we have on with us Miami Black, one of our homegrown, as I should say, Hip Hop National panelists, and then Rick Ross from Capitol Records, who has been giving us just so much information. Before we jump back into that hot topic, we will be going into hot topics, but I got to find out, how was Rick Ross feeling about our Jammeter Slam It champion, Scum, that you just heard? They entitled that When You Fail. Were you feeling that?
Yeah, I like that record. I like that.
Those boys are from Sweden, and they actually came on the show last week, so it was really cool that all three of our top first, second, and third place winners have now officially joined us on the air. And Kay Harris we're waiting for, but we had some others who had been some Jammeter Slam It favorites who actually came on as well. So how would you rate that record, 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got something else going on. The rate, I give it like an 8.
Okay. All right. You go ahead and finish doing what you're doing. I'm going to swing over to you, Miami Black, and I know you've heard that record several times. How was it making you feel tonight, and what would you rate it?
I would rate it definitely a 10. I love it. I love that record since the beginning. I'm standing behind that. I think it has a strong international appeal. I think the people in Japan will love it. I think they'll love it all through Switzerland, New England. Listen, man, I think it's a nice hit, and I think it's a song you can definitely take on the road, too.
That sounds good. Poetic, is there anyone that you'd like to go to on the line before we jump back into the topic?
Yeah, I'll go to area code 980-225. 980-225, would you please state your name, where you're calling from, and how you feel about that record? Okay, thank you. Stay with us. And 240-793, please state your name, where you're calling from, and how you feel about the record. Oh, once, one, twice, and Katie Dye, you now have four. Actually, I got one more. 954-934, could you please state your name, where you're calling from, and how you feel about the record? We got a silent panel tonight, man. But go ahead, Lady Dye, you have the floor.
All right. Those of you who are joining in and you're just now tuning in, you are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. I am your hostess with the most, the lovely Lady Dye, alongside some phenomenal men. We have Rick Ross from Capitol Records, and Miami Black is on the line, along with Poetic, and, of course, Myra Morris is always in the background holding us down. That's my dream team, and I love them oh so much. Can't do it without them. And also sending out our prayers to the Hooked Up Man and also the Pebbles, that wherever they may be, that God is keeping them covered and blessed as well. You know, I'm feeling like some hot topics tonight, and I have a couple of them that are just really, really burning me up, and I just want to talk about them for a minute. So Miami Black, and you also know this deal. I'm going to come to you and share the hot topics, and I just want your remarks, and you can choose to comment or not comment. You know how we do it here. We like for you to keep it raw, to keep it real. We just ask that you keep it clean, because our Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ is our CEO, and we like to give reverence and always have respect for him and not have any profanity on the show. And so I'm going to hope that Rick Ross wraps up what he's doing so he can help me with hot topics. But the first one that has just really been pressing, and you'd have to be up under a rock to not hear about some of these stories, but the first one that I really want to talk about is, am I the only one that's been hearing all of this breaking news about not only the possibility of Rihanna and Chris Brown reuniting, but that they're even talking about marriage? And you know, I'm all for it. Hey, I'm for it. If you like it, I love it. I don't pass judgment. That's not what we're here for. I believe, you know, lessons learned, all of that good stuff. I just thought it was interesting because he just went through this whole little, phase that he went through, and he has, I guess, the other young lady all tattooed on him and all this, and, you know, he's doing really well on his record, the new strip one. I mean, it's doing really good. But we watched him come back around in less than, you know, the last 18 months. and he's doing really well for himself. But from a business perspective, because I think this is also good for the artist, you know, where does this really put him as an artist with this relationship possibly going public again? And I want to start with you, Miami, until we check to make sure Rick Ross is free.
Yeah, I'm back. Okay.
Miami?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I really love what Chris Brown, you know, I really love what he has to bring to the industry. You know, we're going to have to let his past die. You know, right now I think he's doing really well. I think he's learned from his mistakes. I think he's moved on. I think his mind is more elevated, you know. I think he has the support of his fans. You know, and most important, he has the support of Rihanna. So I wish them both well. I wish them both the success, all the success in the world. You know, I mean, you have to live and you have to learn. You know, you have to live and you have to learn. You know, and that I believe that's a road he, you know, has to take.
Okay, Rick, what are your thoughts?
I really don't have any thoughts on that. You know, I'm only concerned about the music. If you know, if they're both making great music, great. Personal life, you know, I really don't even care. You know, they don't want to have to deal with that if they're seeing each other, not seeing each other. Just give the people some good music.
But do you think it impacts the music?
Well, we thought it was going to have an impact on Chris' career, but it didn't. I think he's bigger than ever right now. You know, he's on everybody's records from Fat Joe to you name it. He's on everybody's records. So I think, I think everybody's really forgotten about that whole situation with what happened. You know, if he's repented and asked God for forgiveness, so, you know, who are we to judge? So let's just get back to the music, make the best music you can make.
And I actually am a fan of Chris Brown, so. You know, like I said, if they like it, I love it.
I'm a fan too. Yeah, that's why, you know, it's about the music at the end of the day, you know.
You got to get through some things. You got to go through some things to get through some things. And if you didn't have any haters, you wouldn't have no congratulators. So
yeah.
I tell you
like this. And you got to, let's remember something. You know, what him and Rihanna went through, somebody else went through the same thing. The only difference is that they're in the public eye.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's address the broader issue, which is, you know, domestic violence and teen dating violence. So I'm a big advocate of that, but that's a whole other conversation. I'm a community activist as well. So, you know, that's a conversation that we're dealing with right now here in Atlanta.
We need to come back and circle around to that, because that's so important. And people don't realize that domestic violence is a silent killer in our industry. There's a lot more of that comes on. You know, we don't get it into the aftermath when we hear the Mary J. Blige stories, but that is something, you know, we looked at as far back as Ike and Tina Turner. There's a lot of domestic violence that goes on in our industry.
And it's more prevalent now with teens. So, you know, it's a big issue.
That's a topic that we need to, you know, tuck in our pocket, because that is definitely a good topic.
Can you give me the name of that topic again? Because I definitely will. What is it?
How domestic violence is impacting our industry.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
It's the silent killer of our hip-hop industry. You know, it really is. That's a topic. That's something for us to touch on another night. So I want to get to my next topic, though, because those of you from the sports world, you know by now that Coach Paterno from Penn State passed away. You know, unfortunate that he was sick and all of the stuff that has, you know, recently gone on with the scandal of his assistant. And it's a sad day for a lot of, you know, the Penn State fans. And even as he was going through, you know, all of that with his assistant, he was an icon. People, he was one very much So, like, Chris Rockman, you know, got a black eye, but people love him. And to see the pour out that has taken place over this weekend, you know, as he took his last breath, has just been really interesting. And I don't know why this is a hot topic for me, is that I wanted to ask both of our panelists tonight, our experts that are on hand and on deck, you know, do you believe that what we're enduring as a nation right now, I mean, just the whole thing, this whole presidential, you know, comic, what I call comic, you know, stuff that's going on and the economic part of what's going on, do you think that we as a people have become more forgiving? You know, like there's, in other words, do you think the mentality has kind of moved to what we just said? It's just kind of like, let's get back to the basics. Let's focus on what's really important and not just drain ourselves and exhaust ourselves and our energy and time and efforts into all of this negativity. Because when you look at this situation, again, you saw people just coming out in droves, because this was a man who was very iconic to this, you know, institution, despite what has recently happened. So I just wanted to kind of get your way in, and starting with you, Rick Ross, on your thoughts about Paterno.
I'm really not a sports watcher, so I don't really – I just know that they claim that he is the winningest coach of all times. But to me, Eddie Robinson from Grambling is the winningest coach of all times when you look at this thing. So, hey, you know – that whole story is a tragic in itself. You know, it's, to me, it's not even about him. It's about those kids that were molested at the end of the day.
Right.
Joe Paterno and all this and the other coach that created this mess and performed this crime against kids. So at the end of the day, you know, we should be focusing on the act and what actually happened and the lives that were ruined because no one did anything about it. So, you know, I want to
say this in closing on this story, Miami Black. Why do you believe that when we deal with stuff like this, that when you did have someone who was trying to actually take a stand, you know, about what was going on, they get shut down? And, you know, are we that corrupt in the world where at some point, sometimes it feels as though the bad is outweighing the good? And, I mean, you know, it's unfortunate that all of this happens, because we're still talking about not only just kids, but people who are now adults that are having now to kind of face this and deal with it.
To me, it's about violence. You know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. This is happening in our own community and our families. You know, we have to protect our children. You know, we have to protect ourselves. You know that's why, you know, you have to get you a good team. You know, and it starts with family. It starts with relationships. It starts with building relationships. You know, because it's so easy to be taken advantage of, especially as an artist. If you're a young female artist, 17 years old, hoping to get in the game, I mean, you're gonna have a lot of wolves out there looking to get, you know, far in the studio and stuff like that. You have to have, you know, nice, you know, people around you that to actually protect you. This is about protection. I mean, really, this is serious. I mean, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. You know, I wouldn't wish bad on anybody out there, and especially on children. I mean, this is, you know, it's sickening. Sickening.
Right. And then lastly, I want to talk about this briefly, because this is why it's so important for us to pull together in the movement that we are part of, and it is on our watch. We have got to join forces together and do something about a lot of things that's going on. You know, it came down to I do a movie night each weekend, because we're supposed to have Movie Monday. So, of course, tonight's Monday, and we talk about, you know, the movies that we actually had a chance to go and see. And when I was looking at all of the reviews, you know, they had just really dogged out Red Tails, which is, you know, the Tuskegee Men story that is out. And, you know, it was interesting because my kids, 11 and 14, and then their cousins who are around the same ages, they were, like, really interested. They were like, I don't care about the reviews. I just want to go see it. You know, it's history in there and all that, which I thought was interesting in itself. And so we, you know, it was between that and Contraband. So we wound up going to see Red Tails. And it just goes to show that if you listen to what the critics say, and I believe this about music, too. I think that sometimes people are over because someone else said they weren't good or they weren't ready. You have got to be willing to just stand up for something or you'll fall for anything. And I'm using that because I think there are so many times that there are aspiring artists who are discouraged and they throw in the towel because somebody said that they weren't good. You've got to be willing to have tough skin and fight through the adversity that you will face in this industry because it is so dog-eat-dog. And you've got to believe in yourself and want to just go forward. But that is really a good movie. I enjoyed it. You know, I thought it was just very inspiring for a time like these, and it also kind of reminded us of where we've come from. So, you know, I encourage all of you to get out and to definitely take a look at the movie. Just real quickly, in closing the story, you know, some of the background that happened, two things. One, Cuba Gooding Jr. was really interested in the movie. The actual producers did not, and the directors and what have you, people who were behind the movie didn't want him to be a part of it. And Whoopi Goldberg kind of inspired him and said, you got to make them want to see you. And so he did his due diligence, and you see him as one of the leading characters. And nobody wanted to put up the money for this. So it was an African-American man who then put his money up to make sure that this movie and this story would be told. And $19.1 million is what they did on opening weekend. And I think that we'll see some great things happen because of this. And I just encourage us to rally around and do our part and making sure that we do our due diligence to take care of our community and to really join forces together because there is power in the numbers. So with that, that wraps up another edition of Hot Topics, and I'm so glad that you all, I appreciate you, Rick Ross, and of course, always you, Miami Black and Poetic. So we are rounding the corner of our hour. I want to get one question in before we go to our last break of the night, and we've been talking all around this major deal, but what can you offer to these aspiring artists, Rick Ross, you being in the business, both from past to now current, and you've been a part of the change? You know, if you had to pick out three top things that every aspiring artist should do before they even get to someone of your caliber or a record label looking for a major deal, what would they be?
First of all, I would say continue to work on your craft. Study the game. Make sure you know exactly what you're getting into. And the most important part of it all, make sure that you have a great team around you.
I love it. I love it. Miami Black, what would be your top three? You definitely experienced a lot of things out there.
Yeah, definitely work on your craft, get a great team around you. You know, come up with a marketing plan, come up with a promotional plan, come up with a regional plan, come up with a national plan, come up with an international plan, build a team, continue to build a team. Before you know it, the money will start coming in. And you're on your way. You know what I'm saying? You know, shoot for the moon. If you miss, you at least be amongst the stars. You know, that's basically it, you know. Keep building your team.
I love it. Poetic, what do you have for the people? What will be your top
I would say definitely take due diligence and due process and music or agencies and get your music protected first. Secondly, definitely learn what it is to promote and market your music. Take advantage of platforms such as Hip Hop National and other things that's out there right now that's helping you get your music out there. And thirdly, keep your head in the game and stay focused and believe in your dream. You have the floor. Hello? Lady Di with us? I think we just lost Lady Di, guys. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Yep,
so,
I got you.
Yeah. All right,
hello?
Guys.
Hello?
Yeah, hello? You
man,
hear me?
My name is Blake. Yes, I can
okay.
hear you. Is this Poetic?
Yes, it is.
You now have the floor, Poetic.
Okay, did you guys hear me when I was giving my three?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Okay, Lady Di, she seemed like we just lost Lady Di. Anyway, I got a question for you, Rick Ross. Long time ago, they used to really accept demos. Is there still a submission acceptance for major labels? Do they still accept demos? Because, I mean, the paradigm has shifted since the internet.
Yeah, it's too big of a risk, you know, and you know it's people just don't want to. The short answer is no. That's the short answer. But it's reasons why they don't do that anymore. You know, lawsuits, copyright infringements, people saying that somebody, you know, used their record 3, 4, 5 years from now, and you know, just too much that comes with that. So, and you don't have to. You know, we're going out looking for it. It's on the internet. We don't have to do that. You don't have to do that anymore. You putting up your music on the internet. We got guys that just do research all day, surfing the net, looking at playlists on, you know, looking at different radio stations' playlists, and just seeing what's hot out there. And that's how a lot of these records are being found. So. At the end of the day, you really don't have to do that anymore. And there's so much information. That's what I'm saying. The internet is loaded with information to get emails and all that stuff to send files to people. So, you know, you just have to know what you want to, you know, put out there and look for the information. So it's out there. Put together a game plan every day and go for it.
Wow.
Okay, and then I got one more question for you. What is it that they look for in an artist today? Do they look at their YouTube channels? Do they look at their the momentum that they're causing on the internet?
Yeah. They look at all that. They look at all that. You know, a lot of these guys now are not waiting. They're not just sitting back waiting on the label. They're out there doing their own work. They're out there doing radio, they're out there doing shows, they're doing the work themselves. So it's come now to a point where, hey, if you're not investing in your own career, why should I invest in it?
Wow.
So, you're gonna have to invest in your own career. And that's what a lot of these artists, they don't understand. They just think because they get a record deal, you know, then they're supposed to stop. No, you have to continue to invest in your career even when you get the record deal. You know, so you just have to be ready for the grind.
Absolutely. Lady Di, you now have the floor, and if you would, please press the number one for me. Thank you. You have the floor.
All righty. Well, we're at the bottom of the hour, so I thought you were going to keep the floor because it's time for us to listen to our last song of the night, Mr. Poetic. And I don't know what you have. You always surprise me. You're such a great surpriser, so, you know. I just want to know what we're going to listen to as we get ready to go to the last break of the show. You know you're the big daddy of the show, so tell the people what we're about to listen to, Poetic.
We have Cole Vaughn with Call Me. Stay
all
with
right.
us. It's more on the other side.
National Radio.
What's up, family? This your boy, Cole Vaughn. Shout out to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Request my single, Call Me, on hiphopnationalradio.com.
Yeah. I go by the name of Kovan. Kovan. This my single right here. Call me. Call me. Check it out. Check it out.
In India, every month, 100,000 children die of starvation and violence. In a town called Tanuku, we have an orphanage called Nirakshana Children's Home. Nirakshana means hope. The orphanage presently provides a safe haven for 30 children who have come from poverty-stricken backgrounds, abandoned by society and isolated. At Nirakshana, they have shelter, food, companionship, but most of all, hope. Please look deeply within yourselves as we need your help to ensure that the ministry of Nirakshana grows and prospers. $8 a month is not a fortune, but collectively it becomes huge, allowing us to transform the lives of these children. Take the time to browse our website. Nirakshana, that's N-I-R-E-E-K-S-H-A-N-A.net. A big thanks to Hip Hop National Radio and Hip Hop National Magazine for helping us reach a global audience.
MEC 2012 Young Adult Conference, February the 15th through the 18th, 7:45. Come join us at 115 Northeast 3rd Street, Pompano Beach 33060. For more information, call 954-785-9546. Again, that number is 954-785-9546. MEC 2012 Young Adult Conference.
Hey, it's T.I. here, man. Take a minute and grab your cell phone. Scroll through all the names of your female friends. Go ahead. Do it now. I'll wait. Yeah, it's that important. Statistics show that one out of every three women are victims of domestic violence and abuse. That means that maybe your girl that you go skating with, your friend you met at the mall this weekend, your Sunday school teacher, your mama's best friend, or maybe even you are being emotionally, physically, or sexually abused. I know talking about domestic violence and abuse ain't sexy, but it is necessary. And fellas, I'm going to keep it real, man. Domestic violence and abuse won't stop unless we say, not on my watch, and start protecting our women. That's why I'm supporting E. Walter Smith and his song Tenderness. The Tenderness campaign will teach you how to recognize 10 warning signs of domestic violence and abuse and how you can stop it at home, at work, and at play today. Log on to alittletenderness.com to find out how you can make a difference in someone's life, maybe even yours.
You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your girl, Lady Dot, your hostess with the mostest, alongside Poetic, and of course, my remorse is always in the background holding us down. Can't do it without her. CEO of the Hip Hop National Magazine. If you are near a computer, make sure you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com with / to Hip Hop National Radio. And if you're by your phone, you can simply dial in at 213-559-2995. But www.hiphopnational.com is where you can check out the magazine, sign up for Jammin' and Slammin', hit the donate button, and keep up with all of the latest industry news. I want to say a big thank you for some fabulous, fabulous panelists that we had on tonight. Of course, a friend of the show, Miami Black, is on with us. And on the line special from, all the way from Capitol Records, we have been talking with Rick Ross. And boy, has he been giving us the business. And I've been enjoying every single minute of it. So I want to thank both of you for all the information you provided tonight. We are getting ready to take your closing remarks, and then we will wind down by doing our round robin wrap-up. That's where you get an opportunity to talk about any projects that you're working on and how people can stay connected. So we're going to start with you, Rick Ross. I want to definitely get your closing remarks and what you can leave with all of us until we get to hear your wonderful voice again. Mr. Rick Ross? Are you on mute? Rick?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. As I said on the last break, you know, I just want to, you know, I repeated it, you know, again, you know, working on your craft is definitely important, and studying the game and having a great team around you is just so important. But I want to say this. For every artist that's out there listening, please, you know, give back to your community. Get involved. I was doing the break. I heard the spot with T.I. I actually do a lot of work with T.I. with his community service, and that was a spot that we did a little while back. So, you know, get involved in the community. You know, I think every artist has a responsibility to give back. Always and find a cause that you're passionate about. Just don't, you know, jump on anything and say, hey, you know, I want to do this. But find something that you're passionate about and give back to your community. I'm telling you, you'll definitely be blessed by it. And doors will open up for you that you just wouldn't even imagine if you just, you know, give of self and just serve. So I just want to leave that for all the aspiring artists and artists that are out there. And if you're just, you know, if you're not, you don't have to be well-known to serve. You don't have to be a T.I. or a Ludacris or any of these guys. You can serve right now. You can give back to your community and make people look at this industry in a totally different way. So that's what I want to leave with. Give back to your communities.
Well, don't go anywhere because we definitely want to be able to let people know how to stay connected to you. And just hold tight for one moment. Miami Black, you know, I want you about what you're going to say. I want to get this caller before we lose him, 516-655, caller 516-655. You are now live and on the air here at Hip Hop National Radio. Please say your name and what your question or comment is. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Lady C. Welcome. Good evening, everyone. I'm in North Carolina, also in New York. I work with also Dante Buskey. I would like to tell everyone, the artists out there, if you keep grinding, this is something that you really want to do, and you have the passion with it, this is your passion, just keep doing what you're doing. And because you're not in the mainstream, trust me, there's millions and thousands of other people that will see you. And eventually, God will have your day intact for you to fulfill your dream as well. Because I have a young artist by the name of Sal J. He's been at it since he's been 9, and he's gone on 15. He's a superstar football player and a music artist, and he's really doing it. So whoever don't know about him will find out eventually. God bless, and you have a good evening.
Oh, thank you for that. Thanks for calling in with your comments. Miami Black, we're ready for you. What are you leaving for these wonderful people tonight?
Definitely find a wonderful producer, you know, believe in yourself, you know, market yourself properly, you know, overseas is a great place to start, you know, as an artist through the internet, reach out to people out overseas, set up a PayPal account. Start selling your music, you know. Start, you know, I mean, you know, it won't hurt, you know. And then when you start, you know, investing in yourself and start putting out great music, then you'll see people will come and start knocking at your doors easier than you think. I mean, it's just, you know, and the industry is a lot closer to us than most people really think. I mean, people are in your own backyard are big climbers in this industry. So, you know, Memphis, Tennessee, most of the smaller markets. So, you know, you just have to study your craft. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
We appreciate you. You know how much I love you. Thank you so much for always coming on and supporting the show and doing all that you do. Well, Eric, what do you have for the people?
Keep it steady. Keep it steady and keep your faith. That's the main thing. If you know, you have to truly, truly believe in yourself. And like Rick Ross said, you can't just get in this thing if you're just doing it for the money. You have to believe that, you know, this is your calling. And most people who travel in this lane don't have thick skin to stay in this lane, because the truth is many, many years of making no money before you start making some money. So it's definitely something that you've got to keep your head in the game, stay focused, stay driven, and don't give up.
Yep. Stay humble.
We're in our round robin, and we definitely want to know what type of projects you're working on and how people can stay connected to you. We do allow you to give out any of your information except for your phone number for obvious reasons. And so with that, Rick Ross, we're going to bounce to you first. Why don't you let people know what you're working on, anything we should know about, and see you soon, and how we can stay connected.
Right now, my main focus outside of my capital gig is working my nonprofit, which is called the Music Education Group. And we do music classes. So teach kids about the business side of the entertainment industry and also life skills. So, you know, in order to get them, you know, a lot of artists get into business. They're good talents, but they don't have any social skills. They don't know how to deal with people. So, you know, we're teaching kids you know, life skills, just basic stuff on how to deal with people, peer pressure. You know, so that's my biggest thing right now is working in the community with kids.
All right, go ahead, Miami Black.
Okay, yeah, it's all about, you know, staying connected, and it's all about relationships, you know, not burning bridges. You know, you meet the same people on your way up as you do on your way down, the same people, you know, in line last would be first. You know, God is in control. Stay prayed up and read the Bible, you know, and have faith. You can go to my email. It's mixtapeproducers@yahoo.com. Or if you need to contact me directly, you need to contact the Poetic, and he knows exactly how to get in contact with me. And I'll see you on the next show.
And you know we look forward to it, Poetic.
Yes. I want to definitely say this to Rick Ross. Rick, I know you got you're pushing a worthy cause, man, and I'm just letting you know we got your back 100% here on Hip Hop National, man. We want to definitely, if you have any PSAs that you want us to continue pushing on here, we'd like to help support your cause, because we are definitely advocates for the same thing, working in that direction.
Thank you for having me on, and Lady Dot, thank you also.
No doubt. Lady Dot, yeah. Lady Dot, are you still with us? Miami Black, he just dropped. I hope you guys hear me.
Yeah, I hear you.
Sometimes, okay, yeah, sometimes we have a dysfunction with the system. Lady Dot, are you still with us? Okay, I guess we've lost Lady Di. But definitely, man, we're glad to have you on the show. With the knowledge that you've shared with us tonight, definitely it's another, you know, it's another thing to write down in our history book here. And everybody who's listening, they tune in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to the show, to stay connected with this industry and understand what's going on with it. I'm not the expert, so I always bring in people like yourself who's major. Lady Dot, she's awesome at facilitating the whole program. And really, she knows how to ask the right questions.
Yeah,
so
we're all learning, brother. As long as we can get another day to get up and God has seen us through, we're continuing to learn. So I don't care how long you've been in this game. You can learn something every day. So thank you for having me on the show, man, and I look forward to coming back.
Well, we look forward. We're holding you to it. We're holding you to it. We can't wait until you come back. I really, really enjoyed you. I got this old stupid new phone, so when I be doing stuff, I don't know how to undo it, so I apologize. But I am still here, and it was a pleasure to have met you over the phone. And anytime you're in my parts, I'm in the Big D in Dallas. You come my way, you can ask anybody from the show. We show you much love and nothing like that Southern hospitality. So if you come my way, make sure you look me up. Would love to show you some love. So we really appreciate you, Rick Ross. And anything we can do from Hip Hop National, we are here to support you.
All right. Well, thank you all.
All right, Miami Black, you know, like I said, I love having you on. I appreciate all of the support and love that you give to the show as well. I want to leave everybody with this. You know, we've been talking about, from a spiritual perspective, how the number 11 represented chaos and how the number 12 in the 12 months and the 12 disciples represents, you know, order and so many blessings that will come this year. And so we're thanking God in advance for all that he does just in being God by himself, but what he's going to do. And so we're decreeing that, and I've already claimed it and received it and believe it to be the victory. And I'm just asking that he blesses everyone who's up under the sound of my voice. We've been asking specifically for blessings over our finances, our family, and our friends. And so until we meet again, on Hump Day, I just want to let you all know how much we love you and how much we need your continued support. And everybody should be challenged with telling someone else about Hip Hop National. You know, we want to have a good problem that we would come on the line and it'd be just flooded where people can't even get in. And that's what we're aspiring to be, because we believe that the information that we provide here and the experts that come on like you all tonight are what makes our show different. There's a lot of Blog Talk Radio shows, but none like this format. So, Poetic, I thank you for you being obedient in following God's vision and being able to make all of this make sense, and just for providing a platform in itself. I really do appreciate it, and I enjoy what I do. I enjoy the people that he has allowed me to partner with and work with, and again, it's always a pleasure. So with that, let me say my prayer out, and then Poetic, you are having your extended hour tonight?
Absolutely, Lady Dow. I do it without fail, as long as there's no emergencies that comes up.
All right. That sounds good. Well, I'll be getting my workout on to it, so I love the music. So with that, let us go to the throne of grace. Lord Heavenly Father, thank you for being God all by yourself. If we had 10,000 tongues, we wouldn't be able to thank you for just your greatness in itself. We appreciate the opportunity to reach out and touch your people and to give them news that they can use. I thank you for the fantastic panel and the expertise that is provided on this line just because of you being who you are. I thank you for humility and for people being humble enough to take time out of their schedules to want to give back to others, that they would see them be just as successful as they are. So as we wish and hope and pray that we continue to see unity in our community and that this movement becomes one to be reckoned with, Lord, until we meet again, let us never, ever separate from you as we depart from this place. I now officially turn it over to you, Poetic, for your ones and twos, and have a fantastic extended hour. And I look forward to hearing from all of you again on our Hump Day Wednesday when we'll return then. This is Lady Di signing out tonight from Hip Hop National Radio. Poetic.
All right, guys, we're rolling into the hour of On Request. You say it, we play it right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Starting off at the top of the hour, we have KO with Original. This song has been requested over and over again, and we're going to drop it now. KO with Original, The Capitalist, featuring KO.
Speak Daddy Kane, no, Dougie with my fresh, you need to get with this hero. Summertime fresh prince, hammer put me in a mix. Now I'm paying for like Rakim and Eric B. Still trying to fight the power like a public enemy. Cause in 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak. Respect the KRS, one mic is all I need. Now I shop the classic like shit was from my D. On the road to riches, on my rap cool G. Use a pen when I write, MC like paper thin. I'm talking hip hop, I used to love a common sense. It's all because of you, Slick Rick.
All in the name of hip hop. Put your little dance to your hours with love.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you shouldn't stay.
The essence when the music had a message, asking why like Jada straight up, cause I got a couple questions, got no problem with you shining, love to see you grinding, but let's define the difference in a rapper and a rhymer. I'm a writer or an artist, not an image or a gimmick. Remember when we used to keep it real, now we pretending. The industry is not about the music but the money. Ask a youngin who was GDP, they looking at you funny. What a shame, but the paper coming, so I guess we made it. But the music suffering like people living out in Haiti, and it's crazy since digital, nobody's original, since stuck in the cellar and everybody.
Body's criminal. And it's all in the name of hip hop. Get your little dance, your hours with love.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you shouldn't stay.
Original.
All in the name of hip hop. I'ma
give everything that I've got.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. I'm
so nice in a while. But things is going hard, so it's hard to crack a smile. Like, there's certain mood changes, the new dude names. Is it when they try to holler, they gon' wanna tug a chain? I remember when they treated you right. Somebody talk about your favorite rapper, you was ready to fight. The message got lost, the real jumped off. So who's flying this plane or is it that tall? Cause they don't dance no more, all they do is this. I recall the cross colors and the names on your kit. A page on your hip, meant you was the shit. And percolating in the road by the tip with the
all in the name of hip-hop. Put your little dance to your album flip-flop.
Cause back in the day, the music got played. Look at you now, you know you should've stayed.
Original.
All in the name of hip-hop.
I'ma give everything that I've got.
Cause back in the day, the music got played. I'm here to stay, we're bringing back the
original.
I'm trying to show
another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.